Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down. Holler when you see me. And let the devil be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan and time we ride, hitting up when we that high, until I die, live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, with me and you boss later, the future's in my eye, cause all I want is cash and things, a 500, Benz, want some flashy brains, pursue me like a dream, been known to disappear before your eyes, it's like a dope thing, it seems, my main thing was to be major, pay the game sharper than the raise the blade, save money, bring lies, one, getting jealous, depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but before they won't get me. We got phones and low rides.
What's up, T? What's up, T? Hold on, hold on. I got you, baby. I got you.
I was going to say, all eyes on me.
What's happening, baby? All eyes on you, girl. Because you so funny. What
you crazy,
do, what do. Girl. I ain't even gonna go into it. Everything is good. I'm so happy for another week to talk with the Kills Corner family. You know, as my man Ty was, you know, my man Tang would say, the Kills Corner fam. You know,
right.
I tell y'all just don't know. Hey, if there was ever a day where Kel needs y'all, today that day. You're talking about today is that day because today has been that day for real. I mean, this morning, Treat, my alarm went off, right?
Right.
At 4:30, like it's supposed to.
Okay.
I hit the snooze button. Girl, and I looked at my phone again, it said 6:30. I said, I jumped up and I called my job right and I told him, I said, look, I'm running late. I overslept. I don't know what it is. You know, I'll be in there in a minute. So they said, all right, Matt, no problem. You know, we got you covered. So by the time I get in there, right, now I'm due at work by 7 on the regular, right?
Okay.
Girl, 9 o'clock, I come creeping up. My boss say.
No, sir.
Matt, I have never seen anybody take a vacation and work the same day that they taking the vacation. He's
uh-oh.
Like, are you all right? Are you all right? And you know, I had to ask the Lord for forgiveness. I really did. But you know what I said to you?
No, what?
That COVID shot affected me now.
I can't. I'm done.
I'm done. That COVID shot, man.
I'm done, bro.
That's what I would say. Hey, Matt, you took the shot last Tuesday. I said, yeah. He said, so it take a week for it to bother you? He's like, Matt, you know I took the shot last Wednesday. I was like, yeah. He was like, Thursday, I started feeling the effect. I was like, so I like, man. And what you eat don't make me explicit. You know what I mean? So,
no, bro.
Look, I said, I got out of bed and I'm here now. You know what I mean? We're going to spend the rest of the day talking about why the COVID vaccine should be messing with me, or we're going to just move on. You know what I mean? Let me know. He's talking about something, man. We just going to go ahead and move on, dog. everything good. I said, yeah, everything should be good, for real. You know what I mean? How are you today? He said, you know what? He said, Mac, your ass, boy. I tell you, he said, you a trip, man. You are a trip. He was like, ain't nobody ever made me laugh being late to work. He said, it only you. So I took that as a compliment, you know what I mean, and went on and started my day. Now, Tree.
Oh, no, that's right.
How was your day this Tuesday?
Oh, I had a wonderful day. I didn't do anything. I didn't go out there in that cold. I just stayed right here in the house and prepared for right now.
You know that? I'm going to tell you that right now. See your face. So nobody won't be like, hey, young, Phil was talking about you. You make me sick, you know. I'm going to just say that right now and get that off my chest. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, man.
But I'm telling you, the females in my life, boy, whew, Lord have mercy. Between you, my mother, and Reese, Lord, I'm serious now. I need to lay on somebody's couch and talk to her for about a half an hour a day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or a half an hour, every hour, on the hour. But anyway, we'd like to welcome you all to Tales Corner today. We will discuss this weekend Terrence Crawford and Sean Porter fight. Mr. Marcus' prediction came through on that fight. We're going to talk about this. LeBron be suspended for the elbow to the face of Isaiah Stewart, and was Stewart reacting and overreacting. We're going to talk about Jokic and the dirty low blow blindside behind the back hit on Marquise Morris. I'm telling you, Tree, are they playing basketball or football? Are they playing basketball or football?
I'm used to going to the Goodman League
and see fouls draw blood and see Bammers get hit from the blind side, pushing in the back and all of that nonsense. That's where I'm used to that happening at. I'm not used to that going on the court, you know?
With the Joker hit one from the blind side, really one blind, because Marquise Morris knew from the way he hit him to foul him to, you know, to stop the ball or whatever. He knew that he was going to react. So turning your back and acting like you didn't do nothing is not going to stop me from hitting you.
Okay. Okay. Now, Tree, you see? Never mind.
That's how he felt. I'm just saying that's how Joker felt.
We're going to discuss it. We're going to discuss it.
Okay.
Phil, week 11, winners and losers. Hey, and everyone, also, we are picking the three games for Thursday night. We're going to pick them today, and we're going to have another show on Friday, and at regular time, 5 to 7, and we'll be able to pick the other games that are being played over the weekend. So in the second half of the show, we'll pick the three games that will be played this Thursday. And we, Teresa and I, figure we'll let everybody spend all day Thursday with your family and enjoying them as normal. And then Friday, we'll come back 5 to 7 with Tales Corner and finish out our pick for week 12. Did I say that right, please?
Yes.
Hey, hey. Go stop the kill.
You are crazy.
You ain't going to give me my go stop tree.
Man, go ahead. You know you got the gold star. You started out with the gold star.
Still saying, y'all. Still saying what I got to deal with, man. I need psycho help, man. I got to talk to somebody. But all these topics and more. Oh, my goodness. That's the second time I've spoken up already, and we ain't even got into it yet.
Over there messing with
me. All these topics and more. When we come back, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Oh, and Treece will also reveal the results from last week's pick-em. All right? Y'all, hey, listen, man. Make your phone calls. Do whatever you got to do now. Get your drink of water, your popcorn, your peanuts, the peanut butter jelly sandwich, tuna fish, whatever it is you need to get you through these 2 hours of craziness. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that tells this tale, we'll be busy. You're the clapping dog. Rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, kick dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind dogs, funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Oh.
Atomic Dog, you know. We're gonna go ahead and start this LeBron conversation off with the, we're gonna start this show off with this LeBron conversation, because I feel that that was a dirty play. Now, it has been announced that the league will suspend LeBron, the thrower of the elbow, for one game, and Isaiah Stewart will be suspended for two. If that ain't crazy, if that ain't crazy. Now, I get this fact that Isaiah Stewart's reaction was a little too much, but I'm going to reserve that as well. Put a quotation mark around that, because and this, I had this conversation with a buddy of mine today, Tree. Any other time, we would be able to see LeBron's face, what LeBron is saying.
Mm-hmm.
They did not put the camera on LeBron. They had it pointed towards the back of his head. What did LeBron say to Stewart to cause this man to go off like that? Now,
right.
There are many speculations floating around out here of what could be said, what could have been said to cause a reaction as this.
Right.
And none of it is good. But the thing that's really, really bothering me, not just the fact that LeBron only got one game and Stewart got two, because honestly, Priest, I believe Stewart deserved two games. He deserved two games,
right.
But I believe LeBron deserved two as well. I believe LeBron deserved two as well. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys, Carol Corner family, help me out. I do believe in the NBA. When you have a flagrant two, it comes with a two-game automatic suspension. That's what I believe. Now, if I'm wrong, please tell me I'm wrong, and I'm willing to accept that, because I'm not clear on that flagrant two ruling. But I could have sworn it came with a two-game suspension. You draw blood, you sit for two games. And then back to the fact that the camera was locked on the back of LeBron's head. We didn't see his face. We didn't see what he was saying. And reporters, Chris Broussard, wanted to tell us that LeBron was apologizing, Shannon Sharp wanted to tell us there was no reason for Stewart to go off like that. LeBron was just trying to apologize to the young man. I've been in competition like that where I may have called Tom or foul to someone else. And in that instant, that quick, I didn't revert to the, oh, I'm sorry, my bad, man. For a little while, I felt like, Bama, that's what you get. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have been holding me like that, or you shouldn't have been pushing on me like that. Now, I will say this. Judging by the elbow, I don't think LeBron was aiming for the man's face. I really don't. Because
right.
LeBron had no over where he hit. LeBron was just trying to hit. And we all saw how hard he swung that elbow from the short distance. That it's not like he reared up and bam, threw that elbow. He threw it in a short space with the quickness and the velocity to split this man's eye open. And then he caught him with the elbow on the eye. He caught him on the nose with the forearm. And then caught him in the mouth with his hand. Dude, you can tell me a lot of things, but no one can tell me seriously that was an accident. That dude was trying was trying to apologize. Yeah, that's the word we'll use. Was trying to apologize for throwing the elbow and hitting that man in the mouth like that. There's no way. There is no way that you can tell me that, you know? Let's take it to the – I'm sorry. Please, you got something you want to say about that?
No, I agree. You take it to the phone lines.
All right. Let's go to Lou first. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Yo. Happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Did you see the hit in question?
Not live, no, but I've heard about the melee, and you know, I think LeBron got off easy. You know, just because he's LeBron doesn't mean he should get away with murder. You know, he should got 2 games at least for a suspension. They let him off easy. I mean, he started the whole thing.
Oh man.
And he gets a lighter sentence, and he started it. Does that make any sense? No, not in my book.
Not mine either. Let's take it to my man, Tang. What's up, Tang?
Hey, Tang.
Kel's calling the family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Lou, Kel, Miss T.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw that incident, man, and I feel the same way y'all feel about it, honestly, man, because There was a lot of hitting in one motion. I don't know if he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know. But
no.
It should have been more games. It definitely should have been more games for LeBron. And I do understand, like you said, Kel, why main man really got them 2 games. Because he was going after main man like the security at the go-go back in the days. But you know what I'm saying? He faked them out in early.
We're going to do a go-go?
So he baited them, all right, I'm good. And took off one more time. I said, oh, Slim going to get in trouble. I know he's going to get in trouble after that.
Oh, man.
But
oh,
I agree with y'all. I definitely agree with y'all with that.
Let's take it to the Huckleberry. Let's take it to the
Huckleberry.
What's up, all right.
What's up, family? How everybody doing? Last time I saw an elbow thrown that good, Mike Tyson was throwing.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
I looked at that while we were talking. I done replayed that thing like 5 times. LeBron knew what he was doing. That was a deliberate elbow. Now, I'm not saying he was going for the man's eye, but he knew that man's head was right there, and that's what he was going for. You know, homeboy didn't make it any better for himself, and that's why he got the 2 games, because he was throwing people down like the Hulk trying to get to LeBron. You know, but
right.
I think LeBron should have got about
– That man said something to him, so he was reacting like
blood
that.
Blood coming from his mouth, coming from his
and
eye.
Everywhere.
I think LeBron should have got about 5 games or maybe more for that. Somebody else would have got it. A backup coming off the bench would have got that for doing something like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they even brought up the fact, well, LeBron is playing he's playing Tuesday. In the Knicks, he'll be playing the Knicks Tuesday at their stadium, and you know a lot of people are going, what the hell does that have to do with a flagrant 2, man? What does that have to do with a flagrant foul, man? I mean, come on, dude, you cannot. Chris Bassard, hey, I wish y'all could have seen me yesterday watching First Take and Undisputed, because everybody, Shannon Sharpe, oh my God, he's talking about something. Stewart didn't really want LeBron because he was right there in LeBron's face and with LeBron. And if you notice, it wasn't until after started holding him and pushing him back that he really started bleeding.
Yep.
And it seemed to me the more blood he tasted and felt dripping from his eye, the madder he got.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Priest said, whatever was said to this young man fueled him further. Whatever
did
was
throw
said
LeBron
to this
out
young
the game?
Man.
Yeah.
They did eject him. They did eject him out of the game. But listen, you know, God damn a Westbrook. For real, y'all. For real. I mean,
he was squaring up out there.
He threw his fist up like he tried to fight and didn't stand like he can ready throw a jab. Man, if you don't sit your little Bama ass dress one, boy, man, listen, who?
Can't nobody out there fight with Draymond Green anyway.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You ain't running our test. You ain't about to throw no punches. Cut it out, man. You ain't got that life at all. You got all these people around you, the coaching staff holding you back, and you just want a piece of this dude so bad. I looked at Westbrook. I said, Slim, you have never looked more fake to me than right now. You have never looked more fake than you look right now, dog. Serious. You going off like that, and you had a chance to get to Isaiah Stewart. You didn't come close to him. You stood behind Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard. And you want to throw your hands up. Man, please, if you get through Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard, what's your little ass going to do? For real.
The super squad.
I was like, man, and then what really, really irked me, Anthony Davis' comment after the game. That's our man. We ain't gonna let nobody do that to our man, and it galvanized us. It put everybody together, and we're ready now for the rest of this league. What are you ready for the rest of the league for? What? So this is how you guys are going to win games? By hurting a player on the other team, and then taking advantage of the fact that These guys' minds aren't in the game anymore. And we're talking about a damn 4-11 team. Detroit's record is 4-11, man. You ain't got to resort to those type of mind tricks playing a 4-11 team. But
hey, man, can you imagine?
You're down 19 points by this 4-11 team. I digress. I'm gonna leave it alone. Now. Y'all
can you imagine getting popped in the eye by a 6'8", 265-pound dude, nothing but muscle?
Yeah.
That eye split right over. Pow!
I could not imagine getting popped in the eye by a 2'3", 1-pound dude and not doing
nothing. That thing popped right open.
Yeah, dude.
That went too
I really hate the fact that they took the cameras off of LeBron's face so that we
I wonder why they did that.
Exactly. Nobody gave a picture of LeBron facing Stewart and what he was saying. Why not?
Nope.
We wanted to see that. I wanted to see what LeBron was saying to this young man as his eye and mouth leaking like a daggone fire hydrant. You know?
Well, I just checked the flagrant, too. If you get a flagrant, too, you are ejected from the game. If you get two flagrant ones in the same game, you are ejected from the game.
But which is that the term with the It doesn't come with an extent of suspension.
Well, a flagrant two, it all depends on who's, you know, on that committee to figure out if it warrants suspension or not.
Well, do you guys think it warrants more than one game? Because I feel like we heard 57 said five games. Now, five games to me, that's a little excessive, but I can understand where he's coming from, and I'm not even going to argue that fact. But I do know for sure it should have at least two or three games, really.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the message that you're sending out to the rest of the league?
What message?
You know?
Yeah, exactly, Lou. What message? They ain't sending out anything. They letting him play the next game. He should at least be not. Oh, man, it's the NBA, though.
Yeah.
Gotta keep that brand going.
Can't let the face get put on like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And the fact that Chris Paul was like, LeBron, they can't really. He has to play I don't know why the hell I keep forgetting the name of this arena. The Knicks arena. Well, what's the name of it again?
Madison Square.
He has to play at Madison Square Garden, so it wouldn't be in the best interest of the league to make him sit down. Who the hell cares, man?
Exactly.
Who the hell cares?
That's their money.
But it's a false statement. If he did that and showed that, you know, the authority of the we taking control of all of this, that would give all the fans a sense of, oh yes, thank you. Everybody for themselves. Everybody just do whatever they want to do. You know what I mean? But they trying to put it out there like we don't really care. So they're
going to
keep doing what
they're
doing.
We ain't got LeBron out there. The fans might not come to the game, all that crap.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like you said, if it was somebody else on their bench, they wouldn't even care about it. They would have got 10 games.
10 games. And a five.
For every 10 games you're not there, you're not getting paid. Sorry.
You're not getting paid.
Right.
That one suspension, LeBron James is missing $500,000. That
yeah,
one game.
You get paid a lot of money.
Yeah,
$500,000
you know
for every game he play. That's how much he makes.
You know what? Yeah, $500,000 for that one game. He gonna make damn near $600,000 for that one commercial for the new workout thing he's doing or whatever. He gonna make his money off of that. He gonna make his money from Kia. He's getting money hand over fist everywhere else. So that $500,000, yes, to us, that's a lot and it would hurt. But it's the equivalent of us losing maybe $5 or $50. You know what I mean? That $500,000 to him ain't nothing but the equivalent of $5 or $50. But all I'm saying,
50 cent would hurt me right now. If I lost 50 cents, I'm hurt.
Let that go, bro.
So,
I'm telling you,
this is what I'm going to say real quick, Kale, if you don't mind. How can they compare this guy to Michael Jordan? You can't compare this guy to Scottie Pippen. Come on, man.
Wait a minute. Can I ask Scottie? You got the boy Scottie in the picture?
you can't put this guy up there with the killer. With Kobe and Michael.
We don't. On this show, we don't do that on this show. On this corner, we don't compare those two people.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at ESPN, I'm watching it. Like, if LeBron win one more title, if he does this, if he does that, you know, I'm like, what? Come on, man.
He didn't win one more. That's it. Win one more. That's it.
Yeah, he just won one more. That's all.
He's still not gonna be up there.
I've come to this conclusion. You know, they want a Michael Jordan for every era. Cause think about it. Right at the end of Mike's term, Kobe took over. Kobe came in and took over. I mean, so much to the point where a lot of people miss Mike. But we really didn't miss Mike because Kobe was doing so much new and exciting plays to us that it filled that gap. Okay, so they're doing everything. They're looking at the fact that LeBron has made it to the finals so many times. He has been the high school phenom. He was on Sports Illustrated. He turned down a $10 million check when he was in high school, you know. So they're looking at all of this, and they're saying they titled him the king. They gave him that title. My thing is not about how many times you make it to the finals. It's about how many times you win. And this is what I say bothers me the most when it comes to LeBron, because they've moved the goalposts so many times and in so many ways to this guy is the GOAT, but he's not. I'm sorry. He's not. He is the greatest of his era. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. Because he has more championships than anyone in his era. But he's been there over 10 times.
Yeah.
And he's only won 4. Come on, y'all. That's 6 times.
Yeah, that's
going to go out of 10. That's 6 times as a failure. We just going to ignore that? We just going to ignore those 6 times? And you know, Debo always called me a hater when we talk about LeBron and we bring this subject up. But I'm serious. I'm dead serious. 6 times this man has failed. How are we going to call him the winning of his era? How?
That's misleading.
Who else won more in this era? Damn. That's what you got to figure out.
Yeah. And I can see that. I can see that. But I have a hard time calling someone a winner who has lost as much as he has, as many times. You know, how do we call him a winner? But anyway, NBA, you guys dropped the ball. I think you made a major mistake. We're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to bring my man Marcus in because I want to talk about this fight. You know? We'll be right back. Return of the Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Yeah. Marcus.
What's going on, friend? What it do?
What's happening, Marcus?
Everything is great. Everything. Marcus, I had to have you on for this. Tell me about that fight, man. Terrence Crawford and Sean Porter, man. Let me say this. Marcus told me before that fight that Crawford was going to put Porter down with an uppercut. He's going to catch that Bama with an uppercut, and that's going to be that. And sure enough, he caught that Bama with an uppercut, and to me, that was that. Go ahead, Marcus.
So the thing about Terrence Crawford, like I did tell you, I don't really like Terrence Crawford. And I have my reasons for not liking Terrence. Because I have my reasons for not liking Terrence Crawford. But I can't take away from the fact that of his ability and what his camp can do. Because it's not just him. He has a good camp, you know. And he actually listens to his corner. And one thing about Terrence Crawford, you know, Terrence Crawford is one of the few ambidextrous fighters that can go both ways and be as effective. So he can switch up both ways.
He made that switch, Marcus. Like, I didn't mean to cut across you, bro, but
he
made that switch, man. And I was looking at him going, I'm like, what did he do it? I didn't even see him do it. He did it so epic. It was like Marvin Hagler in there, the way he was switching around.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
And see how... And it's crazy you brought that up because that's what I was going to say. Since Marvin Hagler, there has not been another fighter that can produce that. You know
what
I mean? There hasn't been one that can effortlessly switch.
Marvelous Marvin.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, based on the style, you know, styles make fights. Porter is a bull rush, so he's constantly coming in. And he leans in with his head. So I knew what he was going to do. Terrence Crawford likes to establish in order to establish that distance, he pulls back and slams those hooks. He hooks off the jab. He knows how to get the distance, the proper distance, to exhort the right type of power. And I knew that's why he was going to be the first man to knock this man out. You know? And because I've seen him do it before. Like, he's knocked guys out who I don't think could possibly be knocked out before. You know? So I knew what it was going to be. But like I said, everybody likes to put Porter in this spot that I like his personality. I like what he brings to the sport, but he's still a gym rat. He what you call, in my opinion, a top of the line sparring partner. You know what I'm saying? He's a top of the line sparring partner. He's the guy to get you ready for the guy. He's not the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Tang and I was talking about you Sunday when we were talking about the fight, and we said this is exactly the way Marcus called it, exactly the way he called it.
Yeah, when it comes to boxing, I love boxing, but I don't like when people duck, when they duck and move around and try not to. And I ain't gonna just say it's all Terrence Crawford. I will say it has a lot to do with his promotion. It has a lot to do with the whole camp. You know, I had the same problem with Floyd Money Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? Because they want that squeaky clean record. You know, and if y'all notice after the fight, the commentators, all of them, they run in their mouth and they had the nerve to compare Terrence Crawford to Canelo Alvarez. They were making a comparison, which is garbage. It's absolute garbage. You cannot make a comparison.
Right.
You just cannot. You know what I'm saying?
What's the next fight for Crawford? Who do you see going up against?
See, Terrence Crawford has, there's so many, you know, there was a fight on the table he was supposed to take with Errol Spence. You know, and actually the ink was signed on the fight. And I was trying to read up on what actually happened with that fight. I heard all kinds of things that something happened with Spence. And ever since he had that accident, he had some issues. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard that Spence can't pull it out. It wasn't Terrence Crawford, you know. But I'm not a Spence fan either. You know what I'm saying? So I got my reasons for that, you know, and that's just based on skill. I think he's overhyped.
So why did Spence go storming out of the arena and shout back at
that was for show. Yeah, that was for show. That's the build the fight that should have happened. That's all, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm telling you, and Terrence Crawford is going to beat Spence. Spence got a hard shot, but Terrence Crawford has way more skill. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
But there's better fighters in this weight class. Terrence Crawford is not fighting those fighters. There's plenty of fighters. You know, we only stay abreast on these fighters that got the name, that can fill the seats. You see what I'm saying? But if you go overseas in this weight class, they can fill the seats too. You know, a lot of people try to compare Terrence Crawford to Roy Jones Jr. And Roy Jones Jr., we talking apples and oranges here. Roy Jones Jr., everybody ducked Roy Jones. Roy Jones wasn't ducking rap. And when he couldn't get the fights, my man went overseas and fought the best.
Yeah, he did.
You see what I'm saying? And that is what.
So you think Roy Jones was great?
Mm-hmm.
He was a great fighter, but I'm gonna tell you what happened. He allowed his fame to go to his head.
Okay, all right.
That's why he lost the top. Both sides.
Okay.
That's what happened.
I was like, hey, this Marcus called this joint like he be calling the football game, you know, and it was just amazing to me to see. I mean, from the punch that you called out, the round that you called out, you know, the events and the happening, it was just amazing to me to see it all go down that way. So, yeah, hey, man, hey, kudos, bro. Kudos, bro.
If I was training you, Kales, if I was training you for the fight, that's the punch I would have been looking for us to knock him out, too. It's just that simple.
Hey.
You know, man, we'd have been working on that.
I'm saying, I train with a lot of McDonald's, man. You feel what they do over there?
Every day I'm hungry, huh? I got you. With the big
every day I'm hungry. Every day I'm hungry. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
You remember that
song was right in my head. That song was right in my head, too.
Yeah, with 56 yes, Rick Ross, man, that joke was crazy, bro.
So, great analysis, Marcus, man. I'm telling you. The next time, Marcus, next big fight, I need to rap for you because I'm putting some money on that joke. Seriously. Whoever.
I know that's right.
Whoever. Yeah. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick one, and when we come back, it's time for Lady C to let us know who won. 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Let's enjoy this,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Go. I ain't never ran from a... No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some niggas on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there.
Yeah. Come on, Tree.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Let me touch you, man. I was up. Acting like I was a rat.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
y'all, I was giving the hand gestures and the head. That's gonna put me on stage again for a minute. But go ahead.
Hey, man, look. So, this is week 11, you guys. The week is going by so fast. So, let's start us out with six pick. The six pick came in with Lou. Lou came in with six picks. Following Lou is seven picks. That will be our favorite cowboy, Tang. Sorry, Tang. You did not win this week, Tang.
I get y'all. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I gave y'all a break. I gave
Thank
y'all
you
a
for
break.
That. We appreciate it.
No
so,
problem.
Following up behind him are the people that came with 10 picks. They had 10 correct answers. That would be myself, Debo, and 57. So those are our 10 picks. If your name has not been called, that means you are still in the race, honey. You are still in the race. And it is a four-way tie. It came down to points, you guys. It came down to points, to the score. That's why I say the score is very important. So, let's keep it moving.
Okay.
11 picks. Wait a minute.
Whoa. I can't find the mute button.
Somebody trying to call in. They want to get in on the pit. They want to get in on the pit. Tell them the picks is next week. Okay. So 11 picks, you guys. 11 picks. We got Reese, Marcus, Mima, and Kale.
Oh, sure. I know that.
Yes. A four-way tie. And the scores were Kale picked 24-10, so that made it 34 points. What was that, 34? Yep, that made it 34. And Reese, she was just all the way too far gone. And she picked 45-21, so that was already out of the range because the range was to stay under 40 or right at 40. Marcus had 46, and Mima had 48, leaving Kale to be this week's winner.
Can we move on to the next pick? We got to do this for half an hour.
Hey, Trees.
Yes, sir. Hey, Trees, I want a recount. It's fake news.
Somebody rigged it, huh, Marcus?
Okay,
yeah, it's fake.
All right, here we go. Hold on, Kale. Kale picked Pat, Ravens, Vikings, Browns, Washington, 49ers, the Dolphins, Eagles, Chiefs, Chargers, and Bucks. And
he ain't picked
24.
No 49ers. He wouldn't have never picked no 49ers.
Oh, wait a minute. He did something. I said it's a sweep. You guys.
I know. I'm just playing. We know Kale won, man. I'm just being. That's my bad. Congratulations, bro.
Uh-huh. I told you.
Look at my man. Hey, that nigga ain't like on the funky chicken.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me where I know he is.
Hey, at this time, I like to thank all the little all the individuals contributed. For real, y'all don't know. I had to beat Ree. I'm trying to tell you, my house would have been under something real different if Reese would have won. Y'all can ask me, Ma, Debo, you can ask every, my house would have been under something real different because I'd have been hearing all week, cut that light off. I won the pool. Turn that fan off. I won the pool. Baby, I left the shower on a little bit. Go cut it off. I won the pool. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. Now, Carol gets to make all the requests because I won the pool. Yeah. Ain't nothing like winning.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like winning, bro.
I swear. When Tang won, I swear I wanted to choke him.
You know? Because I'm telling you, y'all don't understand. Having your mate, your spouse in on this, and they win, man. Whew. Life is hard, you know? That's all I'm going to say. And look, you start studying for the next week early. You know what I mean? Because you are determined that will never happen again. But now, seriously, hey, man, thank y'all.
I'm going to tell you something,
thank
though. You don't mind me saying. It's exciting hearing a loser finally win. You know, I ain't heard that much excitement in a long time. You know?
Oh,
it really is. Yeah, thank you for that, Kale. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations, man.
All I
know how hard it was for you.
You got this one all by yourself.
You standing on top of the mountain. You ain't holding nobody's hand. Then nobody have to take you up there. Ain't no tie. You up there all by yourself.
Right. Yeah, me and my team. Can you say the same?
No,
me
sir,
and
I
my team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
To a tied to a winless team 1 week and then lose the next week. Oh, boy. Double in Pittsburgh. But anyway, you know, hey, again, thank you, everyone. Thanks, Debo, for just saying congratulations, home. You know, reach the cup. Yeah, you know.
And Mima. Mima was in there. Mima was in there.
Mima. Mima.
Mima Reeves, Mima.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, listen. You know, and you know what? Truth makes me sick, y'all. I'm going to say that again. Because I was talking to Truth, and Truth was like, it's a four-way tie. Not telling me who's in the tie, but she was like, you know, we got a four-way tie, and scores is this, and scores that. I said, well, what was the score of the game? She said 40. I said, okay, well, combine the scores of everybody that is part of this tie, and whoever comes closest to that 40 wins. Whoever goes over that 40 lose. Now, if everybody goes over the 40, it's the one closest to the 40. For instance, 42, 43, 44, and everybody else had 46 or better. Yeah, so, and she did not say a word, y'all. She didn't give me a hint that maybe I'm winning or nothing. She just said, yeah, Kel, you know, how we going to do
that's
this? And I'm explaining to her, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I know I had a good week. You know what I'm saying? Almost every game that I watch, I look at the score, and I won. So, you know, what's good? What's good, you know? And
Great, again.
Thank all y'all.
Tang
try
to do that all the time. That's how Tang do. Tang say, "But I know I had got what the count something right. I should be doing good, shouldn't I?" I said, "Everybody doing good."
So look, this is what y'all don't know. I talked to Kel earlier today, right? He knew he had did good. I told him I had 11 wins. He tried to act like he didn't know he had them wins.
I didn't, Dave. I knew I was double digits. I didn't know it was 11, though.
See what I'm saying? I told him I had 11 wins. I was like, man, I got 11 wins this week. He was like, oh, I don't even know what I got. I don't even know. He was bluffing like I don't know what. He knew he had 11 wins.
I didn't, dog. No, dog. I'm serious, dog. I didn't. Really. Seriously. I ain't going to drive you like that. You're my man, dog. Go back to green, man. You know what I'm talking about? And 57, forget you, Bama. That's all I got to say about that. That's all about. Hey.
Congratulations, man.
No doubt. But, yes, sir.
My bad. All I can say is all that hatred that 57 just gave you, he can talk all that trash because he could smell it. He was so happy at the end of that game. I'm so happy. And then they came up with that good old donut at the end of the game. God, that show was crazy.
Hey, Mark, let me tell you something.
He eating that good old Krispy Kreme.
This is what I told Tang. I saw two games that the officials cheated for the team. They didn't want Dallas to win Sunday. They did everything in their power to help us pull that game out the other night, and we still couldn't win it.
Hold on. Let me ask a Dallas fan, the other than Tang. Lou, you with us, Lou?
Yes.
Do you feel like the referees did not want Dallas to win this week?
Which is crazy.
Crazy to me.
I didn't hear your response, Lou. I think there might have been something to do with it. Dallas could have won that. I think the refs are really calling some bad plays, and you know it really affects the game. They really need to get their act together. I think if they would have done that, Dallas maybe would have won that game.
Yeah. So you telling me that they cheated America's team? The referee cheated America's team.
I think that's what he's saying, Marcus.
Absolutely. Wow. America's team. If anything, they're cheating for America's team.
They made a lot of bad calls in that game.
Yeah.
A lot of bad calls. And they made a lot of bad calls in our favor, in our game, and we couldn't even take advantage of it.
Did Ben play this week for y'all? I didn't even watch y'all game.
Yeah, he played.
So Haskins didn't get in.
Nope.
No, Haskins didn't get in there. Matter of fact, Ben brought us back when we was down by 17 with the help from the official.
Glad you noticed that part.
I'm going to call it for real.
One thing about it, the officials can't do nothing about the clock. Now, I've seen them try, but they can't really do anything about the clock and what's going on with that.
I mean, 57, my bad. I didn't mean that. Look, it was because I was talking about 50 Cent early, real talk. I wasn't even trying to be funny. Look, I appreciate your candor, bro. You was honest, man. I appreciate that, man. For real, about your Big Ben. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, you being honest, man, because you be lying like I don't know what, bro. But you being honest, man, that's a big thing. You know that?
Hey.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, Marcus, I just can't go your route, man. I can't wish for my team to lose every game so we get the number one pick. But, man, we playing like crap out there. We can't stop nobody on defense.
Wow.
And we keep talking about one player, Micah Fitzpatrick, missing. One player shouldn't stop your defense from doing what they're supposed to do. No.
That's what I used to say about Sean Lee. I never understood.
You take one player out and it does make a difference. Mm-hmm. Now it might not completely affect the rest of your team, but it does make a difference, and we all can vouch for that. We all can.
Not the way we losing. Not the way our defense is losing. Not one player.
I'm going to tell you just about the highlights that I saw from Pittsburgh. You might have the same thing going on that Debo has, and that is a message problem. That's a message problem. It's starting to become mundane. It's starting to become, man, this Bama don't know what he's talking about, man. Tomlinson may be losing the team, and because Pittsburgh is an organization that have coaches around for a long period of time. Pittsburgh has been 10 years or better. And this new age player, I'm telling you, you have to keep them, motivated. You have to keep their attention. And
on your
that
toes.
Message, exactly. Exactly, and Tomlinson's message, it appears that his message is just, falling short to what these guys are paying attention to for whatever reason. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying that's your problem, but that's my opinion on it. Yeah.
That's why I say fire everybody, man. Fire them all. Hey, man, I want to fire him ever since that boy number 21 with Dallas ran that thing all the way back and won the game, and I was sitting there watching. I said, fire him all day. That's been, what, 6 years ago?
That was Zeke, right?
Huh?
You know that was Zeke, right?
You know who it was.
Ain't he 21? Ain't Zeke 21?
Yeah,
Zeke 21. I ain't calling him by his name in Bama.
He's 23 and a half now. Because that's what he running. Like he got 2 extra pounds on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He lost weight and looked like he didn't run.
Right, right. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. Be ready when we come back, Lady T. We're going to do the three picks for Thursday.
Yeah.
Three picks for Thursday tonight.
Make sure y'all get your cash app in.
Yeah, make sure you get those cash apps in. And also, we're going to have a special episode Friday. Friday night, we're going to have a special episode so that we will be able to put all of our picks in before the weekend. So we're going to do the three for Thursday tonight, and then Friday we'll do the second half, and we'll do a show on Friday. So everybody remember that, and we'll be right back.
I gotta go to work Friday. I gotta work Friday.
Hello. Marcus here, right?
Yes, sir.
Do we get holiday pay for Friday?
Yeah, you get holiday pay. So I ain't even got a call his name. It's 57 here. Tay, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nima.
I'm here. Even though you're
hey,
talking about one yet.
Yeah.
He did what?
Y'all ain't talking about our win. Ain't nobody talking about the Washington team beating North Carolina.
Nima. What's my name, baby? What's my name? DMV.
We got say the best for last. Okay. We got a whole group of people here listening to you all. Yeah,
okay.
I got a whole group of people talking about the 49ers last.
Oh, please. Hey, Reese says she's with us. Devo said he's with us. All right, Lady T, it's on you, babe.
All right, y'all. This is for Thursday. This is going to be a short week, Thursday. Let's start it out. Bears versus Lions. Bears versus Lions. What say you, Devo? Welcome, Mima.
Bears.
Thing.
Wrong with the line.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Kale.
You know what?
Come on, champ.
I'm gonna go with
come on, champ.
I'm gonna go with the line. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Detroit.
You was laughing at my pick early.
Right. Come on, Reese.
Reese is going with the Bears.
Debo.
Debo is going with Detroit.
Come on, Lou.
I'll go with the Bears.
Come on, Marcus.
Lions. Probably Bears.
Bears.
Lions.
See? Y'all better keep playing around.
Yeah, because I'm a...
He said the Lions.
I'm going with the
Lions. 57.
Detroit.
Yeah, I think they're going to get their friend if they win this week. Okay. Raiders versus the Cowboys, you guys. Raiders versus the Cowboys. Come on, Tane.
That's a tough one.
True to that blue, man. You already know. Cowboy Nation.
Come on, Milo.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. The Cowboys, they're not going to lose again this week. Even though I
Thank
hate
you.
It.
Thank you. That's like the kiss. That's like the kiss of death right there.
Yeah, boys.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Cowboys. The Raiders got issues. They got organization issues.
Come on, 57. I agree with that.
Cowboys.
Come on, Kale.
Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders and their issues. I take it.
Come on, Ree.
Reese picked the Raiders.
I might need to hear her say that. Come on, Debo.
No. Debo picked Dallas.
I'm picking Cowboys. All right, you guys, let's move right along. We go. Did I miss them all?
Y'all better.
No, I'm missing them all. Bills versus Saints. Bills versus the Saints. Both of these teams got issues to me. I don't know. Mm. So this is going to be up in the air. Come on, start us out, Mima.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Bills.
Come on, Reese.
Reese chose the Bills.
What did Mo pick?
Bills.
One more time.
Bills.
Come on, Kale.
Bills.
Come on, Lou.
I'm taking the Bills. On that note, have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll try to call back on Friday.
Okay.
I know.
Have a good night.
Have a great time.
Marcus.
I'm going with the Bills, too.
Come on, 57.
Deal.
And those are our three picks for Thursday. You guys, we'll pick the rest up on Friday.
All right, you're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And we're going to dive a little bit more into this week in 11. Week 11 action. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Don't get moving.
Jungle Love. You know, Mima, just for you, baby. I'm sitting and I'm watching this Washington Carolina game, and I'm going to affectionately title this the emotion game. because there was the emotion for Cam Newton coming back to Carolina. There was the emotion for Cam and Ron Rivera facing off. There was the emotion of Taylor Heineke coming back to Carolina, because a lot of people may not know he was once Carolina's backup quarterback as well. This was a game of much emotion, but it was, I was so glad after that first quarter when all of the emotion wore off and it was football to play the Washington football team for the second week, stood up and played football. Not just in the offensive respect, but defense and special teams as well. And if you didn't know why Ron Rivera was affectionately titled Riverboat Ron, there is no team in this league that goes for it on fourth down more than the Washington football team. And guess what? I love it. I love it. It brings more excitement to the game. And they're going for it on fourth and one, fourth and two, fourth and three even, you know. And it was great when it was a fourth down play. We were going into the second quarter. And Heineke brought the offense to the line of scrimmage and was trying to wait out the clock. And the announcers were talking, and they were like, there's no way that Carolina's going to jump offside. They have more discipline than that. That's not going to work. And lo and behold, them Bama jumped offside. So we went into the next quarter with the first down, not even happened to run a play. And I was like, wow. I was amazed to see that work in Washington's favor, because so many times as a Washington fan, I've seen us lose in that effort. Again, I'm going to bring to light Swingate, that damn Swingate play. What was his name? Jim Zorn. Brought to the table.
Yes.
That was the play. Y'all remember I told y'all I was watching the game. It was versus the New York Giants Monday night, and we were running the swing. We ran that damn swing gate play where we had all linemen on one side of the field, skill position players on the other, including the quarterback, and nobody damn behind the linemen to hike the ball to. What the? And Reese came in the room and giggled and laughed, and I said, that's it. We will no longer be watching football together because you think that's funny. You are not a true Washington football fan. You're not, because you're laughing. She was like, babe, you can't be getting that mad over. I said, why can't I? Why can't I? I said, my team looks stupid out there.
But you can't be that mad, bro.
Yes, the ham sandwich, I can.
Yes, the ham sandwich.
My team is that stupid and that mediocre. Yes, I can be as mad as a boy and do giggling. And then it was one of them. Y'all know that little giggle that not only, you know, is funny to the person, but it's funny to you, too. But it's inappropriate at that time. It was one of those giggles. Those, like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that? Yeah, I went off. But on the winning end of a play like that, felt good. It felt good. And Marcus, I know what you're saying, and I agree with you, but it is so hard for me to root for my team to lose. And I look at it like this. We're going to have buku money next season. We're going to have buku money. So, and even if we do pick 11th to 15th, you know,
that's still a pick that we could trade out of, you know, and possibly pick up something in the second round, some extra in the second or third round, you know. I can't root for him to lose, Marcus. I can't. Go ahead.
We look way more attractive with higher picks. When we go get a Russell Wilson, when we sit down at the table, when we sit down at the table with an Aaron Rodgers, when we sit down with these dudes, right, we look way more attractive. When we say, hey, man, who do you want? You got the pick of the litter. You know what I'm saying? Because we wasn't going to have we wasn't going to be the worst in the league, but we was going to be right there.
But at the same time, Marcus, these quarterbacks might come here and look at how this team is assembled already and think to themselves, huh, that's a unit I can run with.
But Tim, the only thing that I like about this unit is the culture. The culture has changed. They are learning that they can be winners no matter what. Now, as far as...
And what is making you say that? What is making you say that?
Let me tell you. Because these... What we have poor man versions of top-notch players. We do not have... Let's just keep it real. The truth of the matter is that we can win. And like you said, if you play hard enough, you can win. And, yes, that is attractive. But at the end of the day, it's a placebo, bro. Like I said, it's that placebo pill. When you actually go up against a team that can really, really ball, you're going to lose, man. We're going to lose. And then everybody's going to be talking trash.
That's damn near any team in the league, though. That's not just a position that's guaranteed for Washington. That's any team in the league. That's why they have the phrase any given Sunday. Right? That's where that phrase comes from.
But look at the beginning of the season, though. We were still thinking that our team was good off what they did at the end of the season last year. And that's what I'm trying to explain.
Amateurs who don't know football thought that way. Amateurs who don't know football thought that way. If you recall, Marcus, and all of Carroll's Corner, at the beginning of the season, I was saying it's too early to judge yet. We don't know what we have for real. These guys are taking a while to get it going. They're taking a while to get it going. And I also was saying, no offense, Tang, but I also was saying, y'all are too early and too high on the Cowboys. Right now they're leading the division. We have seen this movie. We have seen this movie before. And then they fall off and we get a bunch of excuses as to why.
But the last few years,
the mantra of this Washington football team has been start slow, finish strong as hell.
Yeah, but we've seen this movie before too, bro. We always
and then fizz out.
Just a couple of weeks ago, you were ready to give up, man. These two teams, honestly, man, Kale, these two victories were moral victories. They were motivated victories. Heineke desperately wanted to beat the Super Bowl champ because we came so close the first time, right? That was his Super Bowl all over again. Then he turned around and got to go against a team that left him. They left him alone, right? And then he wanted to win it for Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera did a whole lot of studying to beat this game. That's why I told you. He know his son.
Do you know what you just said, Marcus? You know the statement that you just made? We have a team of players who
their own motivation. No, that's not what that is, Marcus. That's not what that is. And the fact that these guys fought in a way that we haven't seen Washington fight. I mean, dog, the longest drive of any team in the NFL this season, that belongs to Washington. That belongs to Washington. And that's not placebo or whatever the hell you want to call it. That's dudes wanting to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks in a row, we saw this team play keep away. They did it from Tom Brady, and they also did it from Cam Newton.
And they're going to do it from Russell
Wilson. You can't say that. I believe you too, B-Ma.
That's the truth, right. B-Ma.
That's right.
Yep. Hey, look, but I'm going to be honest with you. Don't you think, I wish my man wouldn't have got hurt because I really like him. But don't you think your defense changed up when Chase Young went out?
It changed up. You know what? I'm going to let Big Boy. What's up, Big Boy? I'm going to let Big Boy answer that for y'all.
What's up? Whoa, what's going on, Big Boy?
Hey, glad to be back on the corner.
Hey, look, though, as far as what happened with the defense and Chase Young out, it's textbook next man up. You know what I'm saying?
They look,
my man out. So we're going to either do one or two things. We're going to play like he played, or we're going to, we're going to let this thing fall off. And I think the results of the last couple of games let you know what decision they made. Because, the offense did their thing, but the offense couldn't do nothing if the defense didn't do their thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do that. Some guys stepped up.
Yeah. And that's all I'm saying, Marcus. There have been plenty of teams that have started the season off slow, got hot, and began to win at the right time.
Y'all did it last year. That's what I'm trying to say, Cam. That's my point.
This is the same story that we do. I picked the Steelers to win this week.
Right.
Hey, look. It's just like I told all the Dallas fans I know. It was all hype and everything. I said, y'all got to wait till November. You know your team. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every November, they start to suck. And what's happening? You know what I'm saying? They falling off. And it ain't, that ain't no, okay, Dallas, Washington type beat, man. That's reality. You see it happening. You know what I'm saying? I ain't telling you what I think. I'm telling you what's been happening for the last few seasons. In November, for some reason, they fall off. And we step it up. And, it is what it is.
That has been the mantra.
But last year, the only reason why that happened because God wasn't in.
Huh?
That's the only reason why that happened last year, because Dak wasn't there. Regardless of why, it happened.
Why
is it happening this year? Dak is dead now.
It ain't happened yet. Y'all ain't even get to the second place yet.
No, I'm talking about Dallas right now.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about standing.
This ain't happened last year yet, because we ain't go to the bottom.
Slow down, Tay. You bite your tongue, dog. Slow down.
We ain't go to the bottom yet.
I really hope that y'all don't tank, because that means when we do meet up, oh, man, it's nothing like a Washington-Dallas game
with something on the line. Serious.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So I don't, because I am a football fan, I love football. Yeah, I want to see y'all do good. I want to see y'all do real good. But not
right.
Just not when you come. It's up. You know what I mean?
I got
a petty reason for wanting to see y'all do good. Because I want
to see
them
do good. Bro don't want to see them do good at all. That's a false statement.
Kale. Oh, yeah, I know Kale, you know.
Yeah, that's a false statement. I don't even know why he's sitting over there faking.
I don't want to see him win either.
Daddy.
That was crazy. He's talking about,
I want to see him have some success. Because there ain't nothing like some false hope.
It ain't the Cowboys, it's the fans.
Pretty much. Hey, look, and the thing about it,
we acted like the Washington football team.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because win, lose, or draw, Washington fans cannot avoid Cowboy fans. When y'all lose, we don't hear nothing from you. We don't see y'all. Bama's that wear Cowboy gear all the time. All this stuff sits up. Hey, I can only go by what
fans.
I see. I can only go by who I know. How many times have I told you you a different kind of Cowboy fan, Shane? How many times have I told
but then
you that?
Can't, but then, okay, so what I'm saying is it's all type of people, every fan the same way. I know some fans like you know some fans. Like the Cowboys, I know some fans
like
the same way
fans.
As the Washington football
fans
team.
Go ahead, me, man.
Hey, look, right now, sometimes the Redskins fans sound like they're off the chain.
No, we can take the
because they won two games in a row. Now, okay, all right,
hey,
we're going to see.
Hey, Tree, you patty as hell. I hear you.
Uh-oh.
I hear you.
We all have the same type of fans.
It's about to get deep. It's about to get hectic up
in
here.
We really don't, man. We really don't.
Okay.
Because you know what? I've never heard a Washington fan take Dallas' name, the name of where they live, and take that jump for their own. Like y'all.
That's because don't nothing in Dallas start with a W and an R, bruh. It's just a game.
Winner.
It was a joke.
Winner. That's what that W and that R mean to me. Winner. Nothing in Dallas says winner.
that's the only thing it is. Only reason why we say DC stand for Dallas Cowboys is just a joke. We know DC
don't
stand for Dallas
DC
Cowboys.
With Dallas. Dallas can't even walk with us for real. I'm gonna tell y'all, we're the most powerful city in the world, okay? Don't get it twisted.
Y'all had four Super Bowls. We had five. We had five.
I think they got three.
And one of y'all came in. I don't talk about it because it's a win is a win and a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl win. But one of them was with the Skag crew.
Let me ask you a question. Judging by what you see, we just talk about Cowboys and Reds and Washington. Nobody else in the league. Which one of them two teams you think is closer, really?
Is what?
Closer to winning again. Which organization do you think is furthest and closest to winning again?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. Because both of them just really turned it around as a different organization and all of that. Both of us seeing some different stuff out of both our organization in the last decade. So I really don't know. I'm being honest.
Well, that's, I can respect that. Debo said all of y'all.
I thought y'all only had Debo three Super Bowls.
Now we got five, me, Ma. Come on now.
No, this is me. I'm talking about the Washington football team.
No, I thought, I'm sorry. No, I think they got four. They got four.
No, they have
three,
sir.
Oh, they got three?
Yeah, we have three.
Damn, I gave y'all one last year. Y'all was really that good to me, though. I like the Washington football team.
91.
Like you see, I like football.
82, 87, 91. I got it tattooed. I can send you a picture of the tat, bro.
That's okay.
Oh,
that's
I thought
okay.
It was 83, 88, and 92. That's not
it? Nah, no, man. It's 82, 87, 91.
Oh, he looking at that.
I'm looking at it, too, and it's 83, 88, 92. But okay.
When did that season start? It started. You're talking the end of the season that started.
No,
it
I just said how many Super Bowls do you have and what year?
Right. And I'm telling you that season started in 82, 87, and 91. You said 83, 88, and 92. That was the end of that season. I don't count it as the end. I count the beginning of that season. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of that season. To me. I feel where you're coming from.
I got you.
So,
no, I feel you.
That was a great answer because I have to say the same thing. I don't know. Judging by what I see, there are points that your team has made to better themselves. There are points that my team has made to better themselves. So, for real, when it comes to our division, we are the only two, for real, that, well, no, I take that back. The Eagles, with Jalen Hurts, they look like something serious going on there. They look like something
they
serious going on there.
Week. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, it's in the air, man. It's in the air. And as good as Washington is playing now, they can flip the coin and go back to Marcus wants. You know what I mean? Just as quick as tomorrow. So, you know, it's anybody's game. But if I can get on here and say when my team looks like crap, I can also get on here and say when they look good. And right now, they're looking good.
My suit, honey. 49 is looking amazing right now. Thank you very much.
You may say, I know you happy over that joint.
I'm trying not to add too much into it, though, because they, you know, they stay hurt all the time. And my motto, next man up. So, hey.
Yeah. That's what it is. You put the team together,
so
right? Next man up, you know, it's all good.
You ain't lying.
We did it at quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you know that D-line is short up. You know that. Look how Allen will step his game up. You wasn't hearing Allen like you did now.
But the thing is the only question I got, I have is, do we have different people picking secondary players? Because, I mean, and I don't want to talk bad about them because they are playing up to par now. They are doing their thing now. But seriously, it's like, come on, man. You know, y'all are not really playing as a deep. I mean, we see people catching the ball, and we got players 5-10 yards away from it. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, how in the heck? How does that happen, dude? Why are you so far off of the receiver? You know,
right.
That's a lack of confidence in their ability. They're playing that far off because they don't want to get beat, and they everything 10 yards in front of them is open. So
big boy, when you have second and three,
there is no need for you to be playing 5 yards off the line of scrimmage.
No, I'm agreeing, man. I'm agreeing with you. I'm telling you why they doing it, though. The reason they doing it, and I've seen corners do it on all levels, when they're not secure, they get more cushion. They get more cushion. When they secure in their ability to stay with a receiver, oh, they're going to play them like a glove. And when they're insecure, they're going to play off, and that's our problem. We got some insecure corners.
Okay, well, look, that's enough Washington and 49er. 57.
Yeah, what's up with Pittsburgh?
What's going on with Pittsburgh, man?
Hey, man, it's me.
Stop being wrong, y'all.
What the time been low? Like, really, what's going on?
What you want me to say, man?
I don't know. You've been calling me panty liner for the last couple of weeks. I need you to explain.
And hey, y'all still the panty liner.
Wait a minute. That's the what?
Y'all still the panty liner. We just the Steelers that are losing right now. You know, we need to. Our coach, like Kale said earlier, you know, you got the same coach going in there with the same speech after every game. Hey, we're men. We're supposed to play better than that. Man, come on, give me some solutions. You know, and our coach, we ain't got nobody out there with coming up with no solutions to this losing. You know, that's why our coach needs to go. You know, they ran all over us on defense. Scored 35 points on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Come on. Anyway.
You know what? In Pittsburgh, Damon said I've been Captain Saver all week. Everybody I talk about, I've been saving them. But I'm going to say this. In Pittsburgh's defense, you guys did play a hell of a game in that second half, you know, with your comeback. You just fell short, you know. You fell short. And some would say you should have never been in that situation. I'm saying the other team gets paid as well, man. They earn a paycheck too. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Well, I agree with the people that say you never should have been in that situation. That's what I agree with them. You know, you never should have been in that situation. You know, you never should have been in a situation where a team come back and beat you four games to three when you was already up 3-0. You know, it shouldn't happen. You shouldn't put yourself in that position. And that's what we're doing.
I agree with that.
Hey, boy, it's 57. I'm not trying to laugh at your pain, man.
Hey, man, go ahead, bro. I had to start laughing at it because I got tired of crying.
Hey, look, man.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I get real salty with my team lose.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
what you telling me?
Is the word.
I know when the
big boy. You know what I learned? I just go and take a nap, man. Just take a nap and Debo called me Sunday. Debo called me Sunday and said, "Y'all Bama's must have won." I said, "Why you say that?" He said, "You answering your phone. You ain't sleep." I said, "Man, if you don't get out of here, dog, hey, that nap after a loss, that nap is the most beautiful and peaceful time in the world. I'm trying to tell you." And I wake up and deal with all of y'all after my nap.
That's what happens after you get a whooping. You take a nap.
Hey, look, wake up when you wake up, you look and see where the web set and everything and said, "All right, maybe I can hide this when I go outside."
me and Big Boy, because it seemed like me and Big Boy got the beatings together always, but we used to count them joints. I remember one time my sister, it was her turn to get that beat. And me and Big Boy stood at the door and looked at each other like, "Mama don't never go that easy on us." Why she go that easy on her?
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was crazy. But me, me and Abraham used to count and see who got the most wealth. And whoever got the most wealth, you know, you the man. You took that wealth.
Yeah.
Me.
And my brother had a good escape
plan. And it was always me, because guess what? I couldn't just stand it. This family used to just stand there and take it like it wasn't nothing. Me, the moment my mother raised that belt up, I was, oh, Lord, I won't do it no more. I'm sorry. And she was scared me up, though. It was like she was motivated to give it to me, man. Because she knew, hey, 57, she knew I was her Huckleberry. She knew I was her Huckleberry.
Hey, man. My brother, me and him always got our whippers together, and every time I get mine first, and every time he get up there, so my mama reached the ways to strap back, and he faint. Every time he faint, he wouldn't get a whipping. I'm like, man, you need to start going first, man.
You know, hey, look, hey, look. And because I was a screamer, going first ain't worked me, because I would tire her out. So that bomber was getting number like four or five swings, and yeah, okay, he done. I used to be in that zone, mad as all or what, man. Mad as all or what, but yeah, that was the old little family story. Yeah, fun times. Yeah, even getting our butt wet.
Hey, look,
but y'all,
and we lived and turned out normal.
Turned out normal.
We lived and turned out normal.
Hey,
okay.
Going somewhere else, man.
Hey, look, got knocked across the table, but we're still here.
I got stuck under the bed with my ass in the air, but I'm still here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, I used to get in fight, but I ain't never been hit with a wicked two-piece like I got from my mother, yeah. That
Dude
came fast and hard.
Yeah, we know how to do y'all real quick.
My dude got hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You turn
That's
your
what
back
these kids need today. These kids today.
I remember waking up with my dukes up. Waking up with my dukes up because I would not put them up to her, because that was inviting her to box. And she was known to turn into Mike Tyson real quick. Like, come on.
I tell you what, man.
Back.
Girl, I wish mom was here right now, and even if she was just here to kick my butt for some of the things I done did since I've been grown, I would love her to death. I would just, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would be, thank you, mom. Thank you, mom.
I wish mom was here to cook.
I hear you.
I know that's right. I hear you. So some of that food she's cooking. Yes, ma'am.
You know, that I was so upset. You know, I realized now that they moved me to this other post, to this new post. My old boss.
Somebody got some music going on in the background. I need y'all to mute yourself, please.
My old boss used to ask me, Mac, you want off? You good? You want off, Mac? And I would always just, you know, take for granted that I'd be able to be off, you know, for the holidays. And, you know, this holiday I'm not going to be able to be off, and the family all going down south and getting together and you know, talking about the good times that they're going to have. And I was just like, man, I want to be going down south so bad, you know what I mean? But, hey, on that note, everyone, y'all know it's that time again. Y'all know it goes so fast. Lady T, come on, baby.
I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I want to do that first and foremost. I'll eat all the food. Make sure y'all be safe. Be wear your mask. You know, if people run, you know, y'all don't really know those people. Put your mask on. Use your hand sanitizer. Because the pandemic, we are still in a pandemic effect. So stay safe. Okay, you guys, just be safe. And for everybody who's doing the picks, I need your Cash App before 7 p.m. I need you guys to get that in before 7 p.m., all the people who are participating. I need you guys to do that. Okay, just wanted to get those announcements out. Kale and Miss T, that's me, you guys, would like to say
thank you to all of you guys that support us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T also would like to say we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much more tomorrow, I promise you. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here on Kale's Corner is 563-999-3782. And you guys can also follow us on Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner. And you guys can also follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. And don't forget, you guys, it's not going to be a show on Thursday. The show is going to be on Friday. I want you guys to enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. And we're going to see you guys right back here on Friday, you guys. Friday, don't forget, at 5 p.m. sharp. We're going to see you guys here. Love you guys, and we can't wait to reassemble with you guys. I love you guys, and see you then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like Lady T said, you know, we love all of you. We're sending out a big, giant hug to everybody. Everybody. We want to say, you know, thank you for this 2 hours that you give to us to act a fool and do what we do. We want to say that, you know, without you all, Kale wouldn't be a corner, couldn't have a corner, and it wouldn't be worth standing on. So I appreciate you all for what you give and all that you do. And like Lady C said, we will see you all on Friday. Hey, man, enjoy your family. Happy holidays. One love.
Yeah. When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.